chapter 4, the basis for Christian unity. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, making allowance for each other in love, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you also were called in the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The gifts of God. But to each of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What is it but that he also descended first into the lowest parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teaching for the perfecting of the saints, to the work of holy service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer be like children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine devised by the trickery, craftiness, and deceitful scheming of men, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. By him all the parts of the body fit and are knit together, with every joint supplying something according to its unique purpose, thus making the body grow up as it builds up itself in love. The new life. Therefore this I say, and testify in the Lord, you are to no longer walk as the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, who have past feeling, gave themselves up to sensuality, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Those things belong to your former manner of life, which was corrupt through deceitful desires. But you, being renewed in the spirit of your mind, put on the new man, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away falsehood, each one of you speak the truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun set while you remain angry, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him that has need. Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but as the need arises, speak that which is good for encouragement, that it expresses grace to those that hear you. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you were sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and railing be put away from you, along with all malice, and be kind to each other, sensitive, forgiving each other, even as God in Christ also forgave you.